Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking this over your body, it's not over. It's not over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. To welcome each and every one to the Word at Noon. I am Pastor Bill, filling in for Pastor Beasley. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you, Father God, for all your many blessings. We're thanking you, Father God, for the word at noon that we're able to come and share the word together, study the word together, Father God. We praying for our pastor today, Father God. We ask that you will continue to touch him and bless him, Father God. And you know what's going on, Father God. And we know you are a healer, Father God. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Father God. Lord, we just pray that you continue to keep him covered in the blood of Jesus, protecting him from danger seen and unseen, Father God. And Lord, we not only pray for our pastor, we're praying for Sister T and her family, Father God. We know you are working things out in that situation as well, Father God. Continue to bless her, guide her, and strengthen her too, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with Minister Robinson, Father God. We know you are a healer, and there's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. So, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed. Can we continue to pray for Evangelist Renee, Father God? We pray for each and every one on this broadcast, Father God. The unspoken prayer requests, Father God. You know what it is they need. You know what it is they're going through, Father God. We just pray that you continue to be with them, Father God, no matter what's going on, Father God. May they continue to trust in you. Be with each and every one, Father God, that asks us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. And we thank you for the prayer, praise reports, Father God, that people that we pray for, they are being healed, Father God, and they're doing much better, Father God, and we're thanking you, Father God, for the praise report on Mr. Oscar, Lord, that he is doing better. Praise God. Lord, we pray for those who are bereaved, those who are sick and shut in, those who are going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, and by your stripes we are healed. Help us to continue to trust in you and open up our hearts and our mind to your word, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, praise God. And this is Thankful Thursday. Amen. And as our pastor always says, let us be thankful for a scripture today. I'm not sure if it's open for others to, you know, be thankful for a scripture, but we'll just see. I'll see if Evangelist Renee is on the line, and if she is, will she give us a sandwich? Okay. Praise God. Well, until she's able to be with us, amen. I was just, you know, I'm just thankful for all the scriptures, but I was reading Genesis 3 and verses 6 to 17, and I like to share that today. You know, Pastor was sharing with us, or he was teaching, and he had said that God still loved Adam, even though Adam disobeyed him. And I like the part where Pastor was saying how even though Adam hid himself, God still was looking for him. God still wanted to love on him. And, you know, that just touched my spirit. I just said, Lord, you know, how many times have we done things that we shouldn't have done? And then you still showered down your love on us as well. And, you know, that just really touched me. So I just want to share it with you. Amen. So that's Genesis 3, and I'll begin reading with verse 6. So verses 6 through 17. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. From the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to me, let me read that again. The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, that thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast heareth unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Amen. So what I like about it is, as Pastor was sharing with us, how God already knew what took place, but yet he still called out to Adam. He still wanted that love, and he still loved Adam in spite of what had happened. And so we can look at this as God knows our hearts already. He knows all about us because he created us. And so that's the part I just really want to bring out, how much God loves us. So this is thankful Thursday, and I'm truly thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for the time that we come together and Pastor teaches the lesson, and you know he has been teaching us about the angels and how that Jesus is far better than the angels. Amen. And as he shared with us on yesterday, how the angels had a job to do, and they did that job. They fulfilled that job. One of the scriptures that we were reading was first, let me see here, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, and I'll read that, and I'll probably read it from the King James and also the New Living Translation also. Okay, so Colossians 1, verses 15 and 16 from the King James. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Now reading it from the New Living Translation, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Let me read that again. We may have missed it. Christ is the invisible image of the invisible God. He exists before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realm and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authority in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Amen. Christ is supreme. He is so much better than the angels. Amen. And just like the end of that verse is telling us, everything was created through him and for him. Things we can see and things we can't see. Amen. And then St. John 1, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 because it lets us know, it just backs that scripture up. So St. John 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. So it's letting us know in the beginning. Christ was already there in the beginning. And everything was made. So from the New Living Translations, it says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. Amen. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So you see there, nothing was created except through Christ. Amen. And so the scripture I opened up with was Hebrews 8 and verse 6. Hopefully that helps us to understand that, yes, it's so much better. So Hebrews 8 and verse 6 says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen. From the New Living Translation, but now Jesus was our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. Let me read that again. Amen. But now Jesus, our high priest, so see right there, it tells us Jesus is our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us a far better, can I say that again? A far better covenant with God. And guess what? Based on better promises. Wow. I think the Message Bible says guarantee. Guarantee. He is far better. He's superior. Amen. So let me just read that from the Message Bible. If I remember it, it was saying it was guaranteed. And that was Hebrews 8, and I think it was Hebrews 8. Or was it 8? I got to go back to my notes. Okay. Forgive me, that's Hebrews 7 and verse 22. It said, this makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God. One that really works. A new covenant. Let me read that again. This makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God. One that really works, a new covenant. Now that was Hebrews 7:22. So from the King James 7:22, it says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. So that's that guarantee. From the New Living Translation, it says, because of this oath, Jesus is the one who guarantees this better covenant with God. Amen, amen. He's the one. What does it say? A surety, a better covenant with God. Because you see, if the old covenant, and I think we had read that, if that had worked, then it would be no need for the new. And now we have a new and better covenant. Amen. You know, I think Pastor gave us an illustration about a new car when it's on the in the showroom. You know, it's new. It's brand new. You know, no miles on it, nothing. It's brand new. It even smells brand new. It's so different. But the minute you drive it off that block, it's no longer brand new. You know, the minute it leaves, it depreciates. But we don't have to worry about that when it comes to God. We don't have to worry about that when it comes to our Lord. He's always going to be better. So that's why we need to be in the new. We need to be in the new, because he is the guarantee of a far better way. Amen. Praise God. So, Pastor, you able to join us? Pastor? Oh. Amen. Praise God. So I like that. Let me just read that again. Hebrews 7:22.
Right.
It says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Amen. And then again from the Message Bible, this makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God, one that really works. I like that. It says, one that really works. Amen. A new covenant. So we thank God for the new covenant. And, you know, when you think about new, then it takes me back to 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says we are new in Christ now. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Why? Because of Jesus. Because he, I'm going to say, laid down his life for us. Amen. And so now we have a new covenant, because now we're new creatures in Christ. Amen. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and read that. That is that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. But you know what? I'm going to start with the 16th verse, because the 16th verse tells us not to know him no more. And when it's saying that, it's saying know him no more on the cross. He's off that cross now. Amen. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17 from the King James. But I'm going to start off with the 16th verse. It says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we had known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. That means know him after the Spirit now. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. So let me read those verses from the New Living Translation, starting with the 16th verse. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. Amen. So you see, all that is in the new. Amen. So when we're talking about a far better, Christ is far better. Amen. He's the far better covenant. That old covenant, it just wasn't working. But now we have a new and a better covenant. Amen. That's what Hebrews 8 and 6 is telling us. It says, but now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen, amen. And Pastor gave us quite a few scriptures on better. Amen. Praise God. But I did want to share that with us today. Amen. So we're praying that everything, and continue to pray for our pastor, praying that everything goes well. And everything is well. We're claiming that in the name of Jesus, binding up anything to try to come up against him or any of us. Because the word of God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank each and every one. And we'll see everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless. Thank you.